Imagine a world where Wall Street didn't extract massive fees from your investments. In 1975, John Bogle made this possible by creating the first index fund for individual investors. What his competitors mockingly called Bogle's folly transformed the investment landscape forever. Warren Buffett later called Bogle a hero who had done more for American investors as a whole than any individual I've known. Even Fidelity's chairman grudgingly admitted he couldn't believe investors would settle for average returns, yet that's precisely what made Bogle's approach revolutionary. The genius wasn't just the index fund itself, but the entire philosophy: simplicity, low costs, and putting shareholders first. From these principles, Vanguard grew from upstart to managing over $7 trillion. What makes this approach so powerful? It's based on mathematical certainty rather than speculation. If the market returns 11% before costs and active managers charge 2% while index funds charge 0.2%, who do you think wins over time? This simple arithmetic explains why passive investing works, not because markets are perfectly efficient, but because costs matter tremendously over time. What if I told you that $10,000 invested in stocks in 1802, with dividends reinvested, would have grown to $5.6 billion in real terms by 1997? The same investment in bonds would have yielded only $8 million. This remarkable difference stems from stocks growing at a real rate of 7% annually compared to bonds at 3.5%. What's truly fascinating is how consistent these returns have been across dramatically different historical periods. Whether during America's transition from agrarian to industrial economy, 1802 to 1870, its emergence as a global power, 1871 to 1925, or the modern stock market era, 1926 present, U.S. stocks have provided remarkably similar real returns around 7%. Think about that. Despite the market's composition changing completely from early bank stocks to railroads to modern tech giants, the underlying economic engine has delivered stunningly consistent results. But here's the key insight. While annual stock returns fluctuate wildly, with standard deviation around 20%, this volatility diminishes dramatically over time. The one-year standard deviation of 18.1% drops by more than half to 7.5% over just 5 years, and falls to a mere 1% over 50 years. Time truly is the long-term investor's greatest ally. Most active fund managers fail to beat the market due to simple mathematics. The market's return is a fixed pie that all investors must share. For every investor who outperforms by 2%, another must underperform by 2%. When accounting for costs, 2% for active funds versus 0.2% for index funds, the math becomes clear. After expenses, winners merely match the market while losers fall behind. This makes passive investing mathematically superior over time. Yet investors continue pursuing market-beating returns through market timing and frequent trading. In Bogle's 50-year career, he never encountered anyone who consistently timed markets successfully. The evidence shows investors routinely make poor timing decisions, buying high and selling low. After the 1973-1974 decline, they withdrew 44% of equity holdings over 24 quarters, only to reinvest just before the 1987 crash, a pattern that continues repeating through market cycles. Investment returns are primarily driven by the underlying economic engine, not market timing or stock picking. For stocks, returns flow from corporate earnings and dividends, while bonds generate returns through interest payments. Investors collectively earn returns that approximate corporate America's performance. Analysis of 172 overlapping 25-year periods since 1826 shows real annual stock returns consistently falling between 2 to 12%, with most ranging from 4.7 to 8.7%. Over time, speculation's impact fades as fundamental factors dominate. Two key drivers determine these returns: dividend yields and earnings growth. These components generated 6.7% real returns during 1871 to 1997, matching the market's actual 7% real return. Price-earnings ratio fluctuations create temporary deviations from these fundamentals. Markets act as voting machines reflecting sentiment short-term, but become weighing machines measuring economic value long-term. The 1980s demonstrated this when stocks returned 17.5% annually, with speculation adding 7.8% through doubled PE ratios. Conversely, in the 1970s, strong fundamentals of 13.3% were reduced to 5.9% returns due to falling PE ratios. Asset allocation centers on balancing stocks versus bonds to maximize returns while managing risk through diversification. Since 1926, stocks have experienced losses every 3.5 years on average, with 12% declines. A balanced 60-40 stock-bond portfolio reduces this risk, experiencing losses only every 4 years with 8% average declines. Historical evidence proves this protective effect. During the 1929-1932 crash, an all-stock portfolio lost 61%, while a 60-40 portfolio lost just 30%. Similar patterns emerged in 1973-1974, 37% versus 21% losses, and 2007-2008. However, bonds shouldn't replace stocks for long-term growth. After the 1973-1974 crash, stocks returned 16.6% annually for 23 years compared to bonds 10%. A 60-40 portfolio earned 14.6% during this period, with stocks naturally growing to 86% of holdings. Bogle recommends matching your bond percentage to your age: 30% bonds at age 30, 70 at age 70. This accounts for older investors' need to protect wealth, shorter recovery time, income requirements, and risk tolerance. Investment costs have a staggering effect on long-term wealth building. The average equity fund's 2% annual fee, including expense ratios and transaction costs, can reduce investor returns by 20% or more over time. The impact is even more severe with bond funds. In Bogle's study of municipal bond funds, low-cost funds, 0.5% expense, returned 7.2% versus 6.3% for high-cost funds, 1.4% expense. Despite identical 7.7% gross returns, high-cost managers consumed 18% of returns compared to just 6% for low-cost managers. The long-term effect is dramatic. A $10,000 investment earning the market's 12% return would grow to $931,000 over 40 years. However, after typical 2% annual fund costs, the 10% net return would yield only $453,000. When taxes are included, a 12% market return reduced to 8% after costs and taxes would yield just $217,000 after 40 years, merely 23% of the potential market return. Over time, investors capture an increasingly smaller portion of market returns, dropping from 83% initially to 48% after 4 decades. In today's complex financial world, investment success comes through simplicity. Index funds capture 99% of market returns, while actively managed funds typically achieve only 85%. This demonstrates the power of straightforward investing approaches. For those choosing individual funds over indexing, Bogle provides 8 essential rules. Choose low-cost funds. Carefully weigh advisory costs. Avoid overvaluing past performance. Use history to assess consistency and risk. Be wary of star managers and large asset sizes. Maintain a focused portfolio and hold your investments for the long term. Above all, stay the course. Once you've selected funds aligned with your goals, avoid emotional decisions driven by greed, fear, or exuberance. These can be as damaging as poor market performance. Investing requires faith in future corporate returns and America's economic resilience. While this faith faces periodic challenges, history shows it has been well rewarded. Success comes from focusing on fundamentals, low costs, proper asset allocation, and long-term discipline.